Chapter 20. Jesse was in his office, reading the file that LaQuarrie had sent to him on Rebecca Galen and Roberta Moynihan. They were 41. They had gone to Paulus College. They had married their respective husbands in the same year, Rebecca in January, Roberta in May, in the same Catholic church. As far as could be determined, neither had been married before. There was no record of either of them ever holding a job. There were no children. Neither had a record. Jesse put the report down and leaned back in his chair. Nothing. How had they spent their lives? "Can I make you a martini, darling? What would you like for supper, dear?" He took some air and let it out slowly. Molly put her head in the doorway.
"The Patriarch guy from the Renewal is here reporting a missing person, Jesse," she said. "You want to see him?"
Jesse nodded. Molly disappeared and returned with the Patriarch. He took a seat in front of Jesse's desk. "Coffee?" Jesse said. The Patriarch shook his head and smiled slightly. "We don't use caffeine," he said. "I should have remembered," Jesse said. "Perhaps you have other things to remember," the Patriarch said. "And some I'd like to forget," Jesse said. "You have someone missing?"
"Cheryl DeMarco," he said. "She did not come home last night."
"You keep that close a tab?"
"We don't require them to come home," the Patriarch said. "But we need to know where they are, like any family."
"And you don't know?"
"No. She went out yesterday to mingle, and she didn't return."
"Mingle?"
"We like all of us to mingle with our neighbors," the Patriarch said.
"Maybe some sort of romantic tryst," Jesse said.
"Todd doesn't know where she is either," the Patriarch said.
"Todd's her boyfriend," Jesse said.
"Yes, her current life companion," the Patriarch said.
Jesse nodded. "She wouldn't cheat on him," Jesse said.
"No."
"You're sure?"
"No," the Patriarch said. "Humans are too various for certainty. I don't believe she would cheat on her life companion."
"Have you tried her parents' home?"
"They will not take our calls," the Patriarch said.
"So as far as you know, they are not aware that she's missing."
"I have no knowledge of them," the Patriarch said. "I know only that they hired a private detective to locate her and try to convince her to come home."
"Sonny Randall," Jesse said. "You know her?"
"I do." "Sometimes parents will arrange to have their children kidnapped," the Patriarch said. "Their own children."
"Not Sonny's style."
"No," the Patriarch said. "It didn't seem so to me when we spoke."
"Have you told her that Cheryl's missing?" Jesse said.
"It didn't occur to me."
"I'll be speaking to her," Jesse said. "I'll tell her."
"You think she could be helpful?" the Patriarch said.
"She knows what Cheryl looks like," Jesse said, "and I don't."
"I hadn't thought of that."
"Do you have a picture?" Jesse said.
"No."
"How about Todd?"
"I don't know," the Patriarch said. "I can ask."
"She drive a car?" Jesse said.
"She didn't own one," the Patriarch said. "Why?"
"If she's got a license, we can get a picture from the registry."
"Oh," the Patriarch said. "Of course. I'm not very worldly about such things."
"No reason you should be," Jesse said.
"I can describe her," the Patriarch said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
The Patriarch described her. Jesse took a couple of notes.
When he finished describing, the Patriarch said,
"Do you think she's all right?"
"Probably," Jesse said.
"Can you find her?"
"Probably," Jesse said.